TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Radio Live, you're inside the social lab. It's
Friday, and I'm
right?
Chopping it up, like talking to myself.
You know,
here. It's social lab 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We behind the scenes talking, and the song had already gone off. So it's Friday, folks. Welcome to the weekend. It's the menu of music.
That's what happened.
All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo. Boston.
Good morning in the evening time. Yeah, that was funny. I thought I was tripping.
No, you were not tripping. I was just talking with the mic closed. That's all.
And I figured that out. I was staring.
Classic.
Excuse me.
Hey, we made it. You were saying you're glad it's not hot outside, and it is certainly not hot outside. It's a whopping probably like 50 here in Atlanta, but it feels great. I like cool weather. I actually like cool weather. Hey, that joint that you heard at the top of the show, it's K-Beats. That joint is called Command to Dance. And we're featuring producers. Fresh Sounds. Did I say fresh? I don't know what that sounded like to you. Fresh Sounds. right here. Well, you can say you heard it first right here. Hey, the 2017 American Music Awards coming up, and interested to see. Let me tell you who my favorite performer is. Like, he's dope. He's an entertainer. He's a performer, and I just can't seem to get ticket. Concert is sold out. Pronto. Who am I talking about?
Usher or Justin Timberlake?
Neither one. Bruno Mars. Dope entertainer in hand. Bruno Mars. I'm trying
to
get some Bruno Mars tickets, but I mean, literally, his shows sell out. Just like, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, those tickets are gone immediately. But nominees for the 2017 American Music Awards react on Twitter. Bruno Mars is one of those folks. Halsey, Khalid, you know. I think he sings. He has a couple of joints that I like. But college students or broke something like that.
I don't think any of us know
the
UK rap name. I don't know.
So no, I actually like I like Khalid. A lot of people get him confused with DJ Khaled.
Right. Oh, you can send me your location and focus on communication.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey. Yeah, I rock with that. Yeah, I can go for it.
Right.
He looked like he's going to just like a gentle giant.
A gentle giant, and he's a giant damn high school student. He's still in school.
Wow, no wonder he. You know what? He looked like he was a high school student, but he was just big. So
yeah,
okay,
absolutely. Well, he is certainly nominated for an American Music Award 2017.
Congratulations.
The full list of nominees was made available to us on October the 12th. For the 2017 AMAs, which allows fans to vote for their favorite artist in each category. So, folks, make sure that you get ready, tune in, and support artists who work hard to keep you rocking. But, again, one of my favorites, Bruno Mars, he's nominated for a slew of awards. When does it come on? It comes on November the 19th, ABC. We're talking about the American Music Awards. And, again, shout-out to Bruno Mars. He's a nominee for, check this out, Artist of the Year, Video of the Year, Favorite Male Artist Pop and Rock, Favorite Album Pop and Rock, Favorite Male Artist Soul and R&B, Favorite Album Soul and R&B, Favorite Song Soul and R&B, Favorite Artist Adult Contemporary. You got to give it up for the dude, Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
He's been working. Straight up. Again, it's a menu of music feature. And I want y'all to check this joint out, because when I heard it, I was like, damn, this is smooth. One of my favorite songs, also by an artist that I really, really like. This is, you know Kalani, right?
First of all, Kalani, and yes, and she's gorgeous, and my daughter loves her too.
Beautiful, and I could see why your daughter would love her, because your daughter looked like she could be related to her, possibly.
Check this
out right here. We'll be right back. It's 9:10 inside the Social Lab. It's a menu of music feature. This joint is from a smooth jazz. This is from the Smooth Jazz All-Stars. It's a cover from Kehlani, Distractions. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Team Hummer Radio.
Yay, Social Lab.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
maybe not.
Hey.
Let's see. Well, I'm really trying to get this joint on, because I can guarantee you many have not heard this particular version of it.
Right.
We may be able to get it to you. We may not. It's acting as if it doesn't really want to cooperate. So while I see what I can do to help to move it along, this joint is called Get Down, Baby.
I like to be like this room when they play their songs and I want to dance. I want to take my clothes off and dance around the club in the front. Over me, round in a circle, round and round in a circle.
Radio Live inside the social lab, and the music tonight is being brought to us by HAC Music Group, okay, and that was Alternative Currency with Get Down, Baby.
Alternative Currency. Get Down,
Baby.
That's what
I said. Hey.
It's alternative.
I did.
Okay.
I apologize.
It's so good. Hey. Shakira, you like Shakira? I love Latin women, period. But do you like Shakira?
Yeah, she's the Hispanic Beyonce.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nominated for Favorite Latin Artist. American Music Awards popping off November the 19th. Who's ever heard of DJ Snake? Anybody? You ever heard of DJ Snake? Well, if you listen to dance music, specifically electric dance, you'll know who Snake is. He got that nomination for Favorite Electric Dance Artist.
Oh.
DJ
wow.
Snake. Right.
DJ Snake. You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm glad the climate of music is coming, had really started coming back to DJs again. Because for a moment, DJs were just like kind of stopped doing mixtapes and, you know, just started hosting parties and stuff. And now it's like, you know, within the last couple of years, the mixtape has, you know, kind of taken a path of its own, because, I mean, they're not even tapes anymore, but it's still referred to as mixtapes, you know. So it's like,
yeah,
I love where our music is going, you know.
Back to music. For a long time, we didn't even understand what the hell was being said, right? I mean, we rocked to the beat, but couldn't even understand lyrics for a long time.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, it's songs that we used to like that if I listen to it now, I'm like, I don't even know why we like that song. But it was, you know,
beat.
Singing the words, the melody, what was catchy, you know? It's still the same.
Absolutely. It's still the same.
It
I
is.
I totally agree.
Superman
still
at Hoe is going to be a party song until we die, okay? Why are people with Superman in that hoe on the dance floor? That's forever. That's why they would electric slide, you know. Some
that's
things never die.
Hilarious. That's hilarious. Hey, Maroon 5. We know Adam Levine from The Voice. He's the lead singer from Maroon 5. I'm eager to hear a new song that A$AP Rocky and Maroon 5 teamed up to do. Interesting. I can't wait to hear that. Right. Who remembers D'Angelo? Who remembers D'Angelo? D'Angelo was clearly the dopest R&B singer. I first met D'Angelo when I was in high school. D'Angelo is from Richmond, Virginia, and I went to high school in Norfolk, Virginia. He used to be a part of a rap group, or he was the producer who was a part of a rap group. And he actually worked on a project way before he became the D'Angelo that we all know. I say all of that to say he's preparing for a spring 2018 European tour also stop in several markets here in the United States. So shout out to my big homie D'Angelo, who is clearly trying to get them coins like everybody else, like he's supposed to. This dude got so famous and became so wealthy so quickly that he literally lost his mind.
Yeah.
Literally.
For sure.
Lost his mind. You know, he ended up hooking up with Angie Stone and having a kid. Who would ever thought D'Angelo and Angie Stone? But he was eclectic like that. Had always been eclectic like that.
But she was popping way before him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, shout out to both of them, Angie Stone and D'Angelo.
Because if you remember, if all the hip-hop heads, if y'all remember correctly, she was rapping before she was singing. So
she was.
I mean, yeah.
She absolutely was.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she put him on. People get that twisted a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. She wrote his music.
Yeah, she was.
Who
are
we listening to next? Definitely.
She was certainly a vehicle. I wanted to hear the jazz version of Distractions, and we can't hear it. Therefore, I don't want to hear nothing else.
Oh.
So,
well,
what would you like to hear? What would you like to hear? Let's jam something.
Well. Okay. Let's see. Play whatever you think I would like. How about that? You know me so well. You know. I'd like to see what you choose. Yeah, now I'll put you up to that task, sir.
let me see. So what you feeling like? You feeling what you feeling like? You feeling
R&B? I feel like Kevin Gates, but we don't have none. Well, I feel like some Kevin Gates music, but we don't have none.
We definitely don't have it, Kevin Gates. So
picture me in the club, all the models around. Big, two for the bottle girl, all the bottles around. She brought me a brand new ring, so I start when I come around. Look at my enemies, I'ma start when I come around. Hunted twice, got a couple hundred off a swat, swat. Brought a Bentley off a swat, swat. Got two rollies off a swat, swat. Holding on and swipe, lie, swipe. Stolen identity, whenever I put it down. Look at my enemies, whenever they come around. My homie done did it, yeah. He you held it down. So I brought him a brand new bin.
Now you still when he come around.
Sweat, sweat. Got a couple hundred off a sweat, sweat. Brought a Bentley off a sweat, sweat.
Light, sweat.
Got two rollies off a sweat.
My goons all in that van, my shoes all in that van, my dudes all from Afghan Pop, PC residue on my head. Sacrifice for my gang, you test me, know you testing my aim. I drop them bombs all in your barracks, rock calling my name. I just grabbed a new Benz, took them stocks off of that thing. I put them foes under that, got your rock in all of my chain. I been rich a long time, that boy be still dropping that flame. Been rich a long time, that boy that still got the. I pay for it, cash. I might swipe the card, then I make it. Oh, I might wipe your broad. I'm cut throat like that. I cut throat like this. And since I'm always on your mind, you can't forget I'm rich. Swipe. Got a couple hundred off a swipe.
Swipe.
Brought a Bentley off a swipe.
Swipe.
Swipe. Got two rollies off a swipe.
Swipe.
Life. Oh, holy moly, swipe. Life. Had him a whoop in my goof.
Deep.
This all up on a tooth. Beep. If it goes off, I'm like, who? Why I go off on a glue? Better be watching your tone when you speak.
Woo!
Don't even talk to me, please. I keep the banger on me.
Woo!
Swipe and get all of my cheese.
Woo!
I bought my mama a new house.
Woo!
I bought my bitch a new dog.
Woo!
I brought the to the house.
Woo!
Bow when you talk to the Lord.
Woo!
I come through with a banger. And to put a big diamond on the finger. And you know all the bad bitches hang with us. Couple rappers couldn't even get a table with us. Couple hating niggas always telling fables on us. Guess selling money, turn the tables on us. But fuck it, I'ma keep the money real tight. Cause I gotta keep a banger with a 100 swipe. 100 swipe. Got a couple hundred off a swipe.
Swipe.
Brought a Bentley off a swipe.
Swipe.
Life. Got two rollies off a swipe. Oh, holy moly, swipe. Life.
Swipe. Life.
ASAP Ferg, Swipe Life, featuring Rick Ross. It's the Social Lab team on the radio, hanging out with Madam Boston. 917-889-396. Just a few minutes left. No Kevin Gates, but we got ASAP Ferg.
Okay. Well, little Rick Ross, hey, you know me, everything you be doing me. Yo. My birthday
like
is
that.
Coming up, right? Even though I'm 31 already. Right.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, because I'm so excited.
You really rolled the clock back.
Listen, 41. This is 41. You see what I'm saying? Like,
congratulations.
Coming into my 40s was beautiful, regardless of how I felt. You know what I mean? Like, we really do. We really do have choices to make. You know what I mean? Like, whether we choose, we're
yes,
going to be happy
do.
Regardless of, you know, regardless of,
it's
like.
It's your choice.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might not be. I remember telling somebody, like, it was like last week. I was like, I might not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But the fact that I know it's one there, I got something to look for, right?
Word. That's positive.
That's a good thing, though, because some people stop looking because they can't see it.
True.
You know
true.
What I mean? So I think it's, we got to choose to be happy regardless.
Yeah, well, you've had some things to turn around for you, you know, to show you and to help you to understand that there is light, whether you can see it or not. All you got to do is open your damn eyes.
Hey, sometimes that's all it takes. Pull your head. Pull the blanket from over your head. Pull the blanket from over your head and open your eyes.
It's true. Just open your eyes.
It's dark as you think.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the bottom line. I mean, the glass is truly always half filled, half full, half to where it needs to be. Right. I mean, how you see that glass makes all the difference in the world. I mean, a lot of people see it as half empty. It's not half empty, it's half full.
Right. Either way, it's half.
Either
same
way,
whole
it's
damn
half,
thing.
Right? But how you see it to either motivate you or keep you sitting or standing where you are.
Yes.
It's only half full,
for
folks.
Sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, glad that you made it through the week. Enjoy the weekend. No drinking and driving, you know.
Yeah, none of that. Call an Uber. They have those, you know.
Certainly.
You have no excuse,
you know,
now.
Let your words bring life, you know. You know, there's enough darkness in the world. Nobody needs to be brought down. You know, they can look to the left or look to the right and find something to bring them down. They don't need your help with that. Work to be a blessing. Be an encourager. Help somebody. Love somebody. Do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Okay, and don't be afraid to love yourself.
That's what starts.
Cause, yeah, man. You can't love nobody else, bro. Before you love yourself.
And while you're loving yourself, stop lying to yourself so much.
Okay,
you're so
thank
used
you.
To lying to everybody else, you'll be lying to yourself. Listen, people, you can lie to everybody else, but try not to lie to yourself.
It doesn't behoove you. to do
at
so.
All. There's always light at the end of the road. Whether you see it or not, there's always light at the end of the road. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. We up out of here. Wishing you a safe, and I want to say merry, but I feel like if I say merry, it's pushing us into Christmas. Listen, no exaggeration. I live in a community where I am probably like one of five African Americans. Like you would think I was in India and not North Atlanta. I'm serious.
I know that.
You would think I was in India. In my community, you would think that it was Christmas Eve. I don't know what the holiday is, but it's not even Halloween, but the Indians got Christmas lights all over the damn place.
Hey, again,
so,
keep in mind, there was a time frame where December didn't even exist. It wasn't even on the calendar. It wasn't even part of it.
Well, I would love to know what the holiday is they're celebrating right now, because, you know, I'm gonna call it Christmas Ween. The way the lights look, Christmas Ween is what it looked like in my neighborhood. We
you
are out of here, y'all.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well, and we will talk to y'all next week. Christmas Ween, yes.
Christmas
Ween,
happy.
We're
Christmas
gonna go Ween. With that. Yes, happy Christmas Ween, everybody. See y'all later. Social lab, yo. Team Hopper Radio Live.
Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air.
See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live.